Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Bob in regards to his mountain laurel and what was going on. We kind of ran right up to the break. So wanted to follow up. So, Bob, did you have some follow-up on what we were discussing, how, you know, take care of the acidity of the soil, clean up some of the dead watering types? What else do you got?
Yeah, what I just wanted to mention is the shoots that deliver the leaves. Some of them are very new, so they look fine. But if you look down to the older part of the shoot, what I'm seeing is a grayish-bluish color, very light, but I can take my thumbnail and scratch at it, and it comes off to where you could actually see the true bark underneath. I was wondering if that could be something.
So on the new growth?
Not from the new growth, just from the old ending growth from, you know, years past, where the new shoots come from.
Okay, some of it's just coming off and it gets into, so it could be from where some of the pruning has been done, or some of the natural, the damage that has happened at any time. So it's where new shoots pop out.
That's right.
Yeah, no, that's pretty going to be pretty normal on there.
Pretty normal.
Okay. What I think it has a lot to do with the acidity of your soil. So the best way you can get like a soil test done, you can get like a dollar test at like a garden center, where it gives you like a little tube. You put a certain amount of dirt in, put water in, add like a, they have like a little, it looks like a pill, but it's just some solution that gets in there, and depending upon the color that it turns, will tell you the acidity. Or you could go a little bit further, send it out to take a, to get that figured out. But I really think the acidity of your soil needs to be taken care of. That's going to help with the flowers. The other thing is, have you pruned this?
I live in a condominium development.
Okay.
So they do prune it. What I was noticing is what they were doing when they were pruning it, they were trying to keep it at the level of the railing coming off the deck, which it didn't leave much of a canopy.
Yeah.
It wasn't thick. It was very sparse on leaves. And I had asked the landscaping company if they would just back off and let it grow for a couple of years to allow that to crown up a little bit so it would have more foliage for the flowering. And they did that, but this is part of the residual
Yeah.
Results.
Okay. Now, did they prune it at all this year?
No, not yet. Usually what they do is they prune at the end of the summer.
Okay.
So they allow it to grow. So right now it's shooted up like all of the shrubbery.
Yep.
And
so
we have to, go ahead.
One of the things when it comes to pruning is you want to prune right after it flowers. It's so if it were to flower, it usually would be flowering in spring. It helps to start to develop their flowers for next year. You don't see all the buds like you would on like a rhododendron on there. But by pruning sometimes late in the season, it can hurt next year's growth to it. And that could be part of it. The other thing, when you said that the way they prune it and they kind of just keep it the same level, what I'd look to do if I were you would be go in there, get some of the dead that might be on the inside of it, kind of thin it out a little bit, get rid of that so some of the new foliage can come from the inner, the outsides, etc. It's not something, I don't like to cut it all the way back to the ground or anything along those lines. Some people can say, you know, sometimes just cut it right back. I wouldn't do anything like that. But when they cut, if they cut too far in, and they can do so much damage to shock it that it's focused more on, you know, getting the leaves and trying to stay alive than to produce its flowers. So that could be, could have something to do with it, the way they're pruning. But you seem to know basic terms on there and how they should have done it. And so by leaving some of it this year, that's going to be helpful. I would almost ask if they couldn't prune it this fall, if you could. Just because I'd like to see it go through a full year without a heavy pruning to cut it back. I bet that's going to help it for next year. Just, you don't have to prune. Mountain laurels aren't meant to be pruned like a hedge. They're not meant to be like a yew or a holly or something like that. And it almost seems like that's kind of what they're doing to it. So you kind of got to let it go a little bit and have some opportunities. When they do this pruning, they're pruning some of the good growth for next year out.
Yeah.
And again, I think that I'd be fertilizing it with some sort of acidic fertilizer, a halitone, something along those lines. Get it to the so it's more acidic in the soil. A soil acidifier would be great to allow it to really get down there on the pH.
So you're saying that we should have it pruned this year?
No, I don't think you should have it pruned this year. The only thing I think should do is thin it out a little bit, get rid of some of the dead and damage that's in there so that the airflow can get through. That would be about it. I would tell whoever's, you know, cleaning them up, don't touch them this fall. Don't prune them at all. Let them go a little bit. Plants that get pruned every year like that, just the next year they're just trying to focus to get back to that size again and then flower, but they're not getting the chance to do that.
No, not at all. Usually they flower in June.
Yeah, so they're
June, mid to end June is when I've seen it flower for the most part.
Yeah, so they you know, depending upon the type of kalmia, some of them will do, you know, May into June. Some will do a little bit earlier. But, you know, I'd like to see it just have a full year of allowing it to grow and doing its thing. It's almost like it's always trying to catch up. And it just the constant pruning, it's really just not meant to be a hedge. And that's how it seems like they're cutting it.
That exactly is what they're doing.
Yeah, it's doing more damage than good for them.
So, again, last year I asked them to back off, and which they did.
Well, you had said that they prune in the fall. They pruned in the fall?
Yeah, in a normal cycle every single year, that's what they'll do. Towards the end of the summer is when they prune them. All the shrubbery here at this con- condominium. Okay. We're on 86 acres. We got 376 residents in a combination of different buildings, mid-rises, townhouses, and detached. So they take care of quite a bit of work here.
Yeah, I think it's going to take a couple years then, just based on the plant allowing it to refocus its energy. For so many years, it seemed like it was, you know, pruned and done at the wrong time, to be honest with you. The pruning should have been done earlier in the spring, so all that new growth can start to pop up and start to get developed for next year's flowers, etc. So I think that has a lot to do with it. So, you know, take a look at the acidity of the soil. Make sure they don't prune again this fall. Thin it out a little bit to let some of the air flow in. And, again, get some soil acidifier, some halitone, and get it to make that soil a little bit more acidic. You can feed it with the halitone at the end of the season, like fall, at half the rate, and then again in the spring at the regular rate.
Okay, very good. I'll do that. I just wanted to mention this. The second tier down has the healthier-looking leaves.
Yep.
They're darker, they're stiffer. But a lot of the bad that's happened to them, as I discussed with you, with the new growth coming up.
I think it's... I think you're going to have to let it be for a little bit and try to let it do its things.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I believe we had another call on the line, Nathan. That's still true.
Yes, sir. Dick is waiting in Anderson, South Carolina.
Dick, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I bought a couple of years ago, at the end of the season, some Montauk Point daisies. They
yep.
made it through the first winter, and I didn't know what to do with them. And they're really big and moundy, about 4 feet wide, about 3 feet tall. One has put out lots of buds on it, but very weak blooms, and they've turned brown. And, you know, I know they're up there on Long Island and probably up in Maine where you are, but I wonder if I should do anything different. It seemed to me like I saw at one point where you cut them back about, I don't know, sometime in June and expect them maybe to bloom later. Should I do that here?
Yeah, so it's actually a multiple pruning process to really get it to do everything, to try and push the flowers until late in the season. You want to try and get them so they will flower closer to September. So what you can actually do, so they say early spring is when you do one, you do the first pruning back, okay?
Okay.
So that's the first one. And actually, now at this point, around July 4th, they actually say to prune them back again. This is one where you can do like a thin it out. Almost sometimes people will say like cut it in half, just about. That would be one to do. The other thing is they seem to get pretty big. They've gotten pretty big.
Yeah, they have. And when I bought it, they were $15 plants I got for a dollar. I can't go wrong.
Yeah.
But it seemed like it had three plants in the basket. Then the next part of the question was, once I prune them now, which I can I split those up this fall?
Well, so they actually, this is around the time that you can split them.
Okay.
You know, they say to actually divide them every 3 years. So every 3 years of the plant's life, you can actually split them to get more plants out.
Right.
So that way they can do that and get bigger, and they kind of spread that way.
Okay.
So, you know, right now is about usually the time where that second pruning happens. So that's what you want to really do right now. Pinch it back. So about how tall is it right now, would you say?
About 3 feet tall.
Okay. And is that with the flower blooms coming up, or is that the leaves as well?
No, that's the leaves as well.
Okay. So
yeah, they don't seem to bloom like the Becky daisies I have, you know, which get really long stems.
Yep.
These stems seem to be shorter.
Yeah. So I would look at pruning it back to almost like a foot and a half tall.
I'll do it this afternoon.
Okay.
After church. I'll go pray on it and then do it this afternoon. Sure.
So what's gonna happen is you already had some of those flowers. You're trying
right.
to reestablish that plant, get it to grow stronger, and then re-blossom later.
Right.
You can, maybe wait until the fall. I've just been thinking about it in my head to separate them, just so that we don't. You know, when you prune them, then you separate them, you put them into a real shock. You don't want to just overshock them, right?
Right.
I'd rather
okay.
you prune them at this point than split them. So split them in the fall, or you can do it early spring next year. And then next spring, late April, beginning of May, I want you to cut back whatever growth you have to about 6 inches.
Okay? Okay, all right.
Then you're going to prune it again around this time, because that's going to prolong the blossoms until later in the season. So you have a late blooming Montauk, and it's going to be nice and full and healthy. And then every 3 years, that's when you split them, because they can just get too big and split easier that way.
Right.
Okay?
Okay. Thanks so much. I enjoy your show.
Thanks, Dick. You have a great one.
All right.
We'll
bye
be
now.
Right back.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The weather was perfect in the nation's capital for last night's Salute to America celebration. On the White House lawn, President Trump made remarks in which he said that he won't allow protesters to pull down long-standing monuments.
We are now in the process of defeating the radical left, the Marxists, the anarchists, the agitators, the looters, and people who, in many instances, have absolutely no clue what they are doing.
Shortly after the president made those remarks, in nearby Baltimore, a Christopher Columbus statue was pulled down by protesters. It broke into pieces, and those protesters then dragged the largest of the pieces over to the waterfront and dropped them into the Inner Harbor. You're listening to USA Radio News. As we told you moments ago, President Trump made remarks on the 4th of July holiday, while presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden did the same. His was an upbeat 4th of July message that was posted online.
This Independence Day, let's not just celebrate the words. Let's celebrate that promise. Commit to work. The work we must do to fulfill that promise. Remain locked in the battle for the soul of this nation.
President Trump is signing an extension to the Paycheck Protection Program that was passed by the House on Wednesday. The bill extends the deadline to apply for the small business loans until the 8th of August. The program had expired back on Tuesday with approximately $130 billion left. It was designed to help companies impacted by COVID-19, encouraging them to keep their workers on the payroll. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking about the Montauk daisies, and I'll tell you, they're one that I always, every year, I hear the name and I go, wait a minute. Are those the ones that you prune twice? Those the ones that you don't prune? And then I always remember, all right, yep, we're supposed to do it early, and then around 4th of July, so it's the perfect time to be pruning them again to get those flowers for September, the late flowers for you. That's what we're looking to do at this point. So definitely, if you have some of the Montauk daisies that you already pruned once, let's prune them again. Let's cut them back. So that they can, you can enjoy the show this fall, give you something, of color that you're not adding, to the garden. You know, like you're not adding the mums or something like that. Something to blossom in the fall. So, something to really, be looking at. Something that if you don't have, I definitely, recommend, adding to, your garden for that late bloomer. So, something to be looking at there. Now, I talked about it briefly this morning. We'll talk a little bit more later, but, with the droughts going on, watering, you know, is going to be hard to do. There's ways to get around it. We've talked about it with soil moist and hydrotain. Those are a couple things to be looking into right now when we get into the drought tolerant, the drought season, as we're getting into right now. I do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Barbara's in Peabody.
Barbara, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. How are you, Patrick?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. I'm so glad I finally got in touch with you. I've been trying to reach you for a while. I always listened to your dad years ago, and I just got back into this again, only because I never could find you get your station. So, The fellow gave me a couple that I can try again, and I'll see if I can get on your website. But I've always listened to your father, so he was fantastic, as you know. But my question is, I have a hydrangea vine, and it's probably 10 years old, and it was beautiful. It never was beautiful, but I see some of the ones that are probably in the right area, like with the sun and shade and all that. I think it gets a little bit too much sun in the afternoon. The leaves have turned yellow on the top of the vine. The bottom of the vine, there are very few leaves that are coming, but the new leaves are green. So I don't understand what happened. I did just feed it with cow manure. I don't know if that was a good idea or not. And then I mulched it, but it's still pretty yellow, and the leaves are starting to fall off, and I don't know what to do with it. I wonder if you could help me with that.
Now, you said with this, it gets afternoon sun. Is that what, that's the only sun it gets, or does it get it in the morning?
Yeah, it only gets like maybe from 12 to 4 or 5.
Okay, that's perfectly all right with that. So you've added cow manure to the soil around it. You've mulched it. Those are all great things to be doing. I'd be looking at doing some sort of liquid feed to give something back to it. What's happening is we're starting to get into drought conditions, right? And so plants that are that big, that have grown for 10 years, they're putting their energy and their in the roots and the lower levels to try and keep going for the future, right? So you want to give something back. So what I'd like to see you do is use something along the lines of like a Neptune's Harvest or a Jack's Wettable Powder. The Neptune's Harvest, I'd look at like the fish and seaweed. They also have like a rose and flower. They have a tomato and veg, but I like the fish and seaweed. It's a combination of their original two products that they came out with.
Okay.
You mix it in a 5-gallon bucket. The bottle will tell you how much to use. You mix it in a 5-gallon bucket and you pour it over to the root system. To absorb it. What I like to do is I would water it first. Okay. Reason why is when something is dry and you water, the water just runs right through. Just think of like a hanging basket. Anytime it's dry and you water it, the water just runs right through. Now imagine putting fertilizer in that. That's just going to run right through as well. So it's not going to get to the plant where we want it to get to it. So I like to make sure that the something along these lines is going to be watered. It's going to have some moisture in the soil already so that it will slowly absorb that fertilizer. I think you're having a combination of maybe a little bit of the drought hitting where the plant is trying to save itself by dropping some of the leaves and just focus on the lower parts. So maybe it's taking a hose out there. Even though it's 10 years old, it's been established, it's absorbing its own water. Take a hose out there, leave it on a trickle right by the base of it for like a half hour, maybe even more. Just barely the water barely coming out, because that will allow it to get that deeper soaking.
To seep down in,
And I would do that. I would do that more often now, if you can. If you're not in a water ban, I know some towns in the area are starting to do like suggested water bans. So take a look for that. But I'd always water before I put fertilizer down. It just allows the fertilizer to slowly get in there and hit where you want it to hit.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Now, also, when do you prune them? After they flower, I know, but should I prune it back now? Because it's got pretty good-sized vines on it. We don't prune it. Should we be pruning it after? Is there any time to prune it?
You can prune after it flowers is usually the best time with the hydrangeas. Cut the blossoms that, go by once they've gone by to rejuvenate. The other thing I'd look to be doing is look at the main stem, thin it out just a little bit. I'm not talking so you can see completely through it, but maybe take some of the cross branches, any branches that
are leaning on each other or rubbing up against each other. You know, you'd have to follow it. You know, I'm assuming it's like up the side of like a building or like a trellis or something, right?
Yeah, it's up the side of a trellis.
So it's going to take a little bit of work when it comes to something like this, because if you prune low, you need to know how far that shoot goes. If that's a main stalk that goes around, you don't want to thin that one out, right? I'm talking more of some of the shoots coming out the sides to thin it out that way. With a vine like that, branches are going to come on top of each other and kind of get woven into each other because of that's just the nature of the beast. But if you can thin out some of the leaves in the lower parts to allow the airflow to go through, it allows the water to not sit on leaves, causing any funguses that way. Get rid of any of the damaged branches. The plants will focus on all the wrong things, if you will. They'll focus on trying to save the... It sounds odd by saying it. But they'll focus on trying to save, like, the dead limb, right?
Yeah, no, it makes sense to me, really, you know, that it...
They're going to focus on anything else, but if there's something going on, they'll focus on everything else other than growing and doing those types of things. So that's why you got to help it out a little bit to refocus it. So I'd look, like I said, fertilize it. Neptune's Harvest Fish and Seaweed's a great one. You can do that every couple weeks.
Every couple of weeks. Great.
Yeah, it's
that
one
I wasn't sure of, because they always say once a season or something, like in the spring and the fall. So with this
being a liquid fertilizer, it's not one of those slow-release fertilizers. So it's one that is already starting to just, as soon as it goes into the soil, it's starting to seep into the root system.
Now,
one thing about the Neptune's Harvest, it is fish and seaweed. Neptune's Harvest, they're an awesome company because they're fishermen, and they use everything. So they sell the fish, the fillets and everything that's left, they mix into fertilizer. So they're actually using everything. So if you leave it in a 5-gallon bucket and you don't use all of it, it's going to smell like you have had about 10 helpings of fish for like every day for a week, right? Just think of that,
okay?
Okay,
I'll get rid of it, yeah.
So use it all. Use what you need. You can use it on a lot of other plants. A lot of people will do it on vegetable gardens at this point because it's so good for the soil. But just use everything up. I've talked about the Neptunes the past couple of weeks, and I just still remember when my dad did it one of the first times, and I can still, like, almost smell it. And it's like,
Okay. She also has a hydrangea bush. Can I do the same thing with that?
You can fertilize that one with the Neptunes at this point. That will help it out. That's one in the spring if you hit with, like, a 10-10-10. And you can do that with the climbing hydrangea. Use a 10-10-10 fertilizer early in the spring to help boost some of the growth. It's an all-purpose. It's going to help every aspect of it, the roots, the shoots, the leaves, the flowers. So use that early, and then during the season would be the Neptune's Harvest.
Great. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate your help, and it's so nice to – I hope I can get you on the on the radio station.
And if you can't, we are on our website at paulparent.com. You can listen live. You can also listen to some of the old shows as well.
Right. I have seen that. But I really like to listen to you live. So
I hear you.
I'll keep trying. Yeah.
All righty.
And do you work? You don't work at Northeast anymore. I know you
do. No.
I live in Peabody, you know. So.
Yeah. I'm at Mahoney's in Winchester.
Oh, okay. I was there the other day, in fact. Okay,
yeah, it's
great.
Great little location, a little bit bigger than where I was before.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, Barbara, have a great one.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, if you're looking to plant up some things in the garden, you're a little bit behind repotting some of your tomatoes, vegetables, etc., you know, you got to get the best potting mix. Now, here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just what you need to keep container plants happy and healthy. It's heavy enough to anchor the plant, but light enough to give roots the perfect balance of air and moisture. You can feel the difference the first time you grab a handful from the bag. Espoma calls this the touch test. Espoma Organic Potting Mixes contains only the finest natural ingredients, plus Mycotone, a special blend of mycorrhizae that builds stronger roots. Use it indoors and out for flowers and vegetables and see why Espoma Organic Potting Mix is the best. You'll grow bigger, more beautiful plants with bountiful blooms. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just one of a complete line of all-natural potting mixes and plant foods from the makers of Hollytone. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic potting mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. So definitely, if you're upgrading the plants, getting the best soil for you is definitely something to be doing indoors and out. They have some great soils from Espoma. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, I know a lot of you guys are just waking up. Long day yesterday celebrating was one of our first times to be able to get out there much. So when you wake up, think about the garden. Think about what you can do. We'll be here to help you out and do everything we can to make you successful. But again, my phone number here, 855-660-4261. Take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult-to-control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Linda is in St. Charles.
Linda, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you very much, and thanks for taking the call. I have three beautiful walnut trees. Some people say they're black walnuts, some people say they're white walnuts. My question is, they're at least 50 years old, maybe more. And there's moss on the bottom, on the trunks. I've been trying to get it off with a regular hose. Should I just leave it alone? It does not seem to appear on the branches, luckily.
Is it a green moss, or is it like a grayish color?
Green.
Okay. It's it just looks like a regular moss. It's the dark green,
yeah,
is what we're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, kind of a bright green, actually, yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, darker, I'm not sure. Well, it depends on how the light shines on it, I guess.
Okay, so, and it's only in the lower spots. It's not in
kind of like in the cracks or the crevices of the tree trunk.
Yeah, that's gonna, you're gonna be okay with it. It's not something I would really worry about myself.
Okay.
Even if it was like the gray, like lichen, I wouldn't worry about it either. Especially since it's just on the bottom. You know, it's not something that I would have to worry about. It's probably on the side where it's, is it all the way around or just really on one side?
About three quarters of the way. The trees are close together. They give a lot of shade.
Yeah.
I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not.
Yeah, so moss loves the shade. Loves like staying a little bit moist. It could have a lot to do with the water levels being, you know, damp in that area and that happening. You know, it's not
I've actually been watering it because of that. Maybe I shouldn't do that so much.
Well, so the moss will sit, and it loves the water. It loves to sit in that, and that actually will help push it a bit. So that actually could be part of it. A lot of times, it's in deep shade. It's in an area that stays, you know, the moisture's in the air there, the moisture's in the soil. So that could be a lot to do with it. It might have to do like some physical removal if it gets too much. But the way it sounds is it's just really on the bottom. It's not climbing up the tree.
No, thank goodness.
So, you know, the one thing they say to do is, you know, these are 50-year-old trees, so it's not that easy to do. It would be pruning out some of the dead wood on the plant, pruning it, you know, thinning it out, letting a little air flow through. But again, I don't think it's that big. I don't think you're going to have a problem with it. I'd stop watering it, but you could also try to hand remove some of the moss if you think it's too much.
Like with a knife or my or
just with your hands, just kind of rub it off.
Okay.
It's just going to be spores to use on there. I wouldn't use like a chemical or anything along those lines to try and get rid of it. If it starts growing up too high on the plant and it's starting to get into the branches, then you know, you're kind of overrun with it. But there's no real like method, like a chemical control or even a organic control on trees that's effective. So it's more of like a physically removing. Some people even say like power washing it off.
I was wondering about that.
You could almost take some of the nozzles that they have a little bit, ones that are like a more pressure, more like a single, you know, try that maybe to remove some of it. But I think other than that, you're going to be okay.
Good. Okay, well, thank you. I guess sometimes it's good to leave nature alone, huh?
Yeah, kind of let it do its business. But if you start seeing it going too high, then there's you know, you really need to start getting rid of it or thinning out the plant a little bit. But again, it's easier said than done with an old walnut tree like that.
Yeah, they get wonderful shape, too. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your help.
Thanks, Linda. You have a great rest of your day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here and we'll answer more of your questions. See you in a couple.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.